Sports Vault Podcast.
Sports Vault Podcast.
Welcome back.
We back, man. This is episode 11, man. Season 1. We setting it off, man. We got a live broadcast going on right now, man. The Connecticut Sun and the Washington Mystic getting it in with second half action. Right now, the Washington Mystic are up in the series 1-0, man. But right now, you know, the Connecticut Sun, look pretty good. They're taking advantage of an injured Elena Belladon, man. She's got some back spasms issues, man. The back spasms is back, man. B in the building, man. What's up, man? Sports Vault Podcast, man. What's good?
What up, Jay, man? You know, man, we here to just provide them hot topics, man. Here to just, man, you know why you guys here, man. We just going to jump right into it, man. Jay, what you got, man?
Man, we NFL, man. Right off the bat, man. I know we early, but there's always some notable performances, man. Some players standing out right off the bat, man. Some early MVP candidates, man. I was looking at some of these numbers and what my man Russell Wilson is doing, man, out there in Seattle. I think he's highly underrated, man. They keep stripping away all of his weapons out there, man. He just keeps finding a way to win. I definitely think that they're a legitimate threat in the NFC. The Eagles are looking good, man. I'm really excited, man. But if I had to peg one player that actually stands out in my mind, man, it has to definitely be Russell Wilson, the way he's leading his team, man. You know, it's a unique leadership style that he has. He's more of a actions leader, and I definitely respect that, man. But, you know, I know the season is early, B, man, but who you seeing out there as the early season MVP candidate?
Patrick Mahomes, man, he's just very, very consistent. I mean, for him to be so young and just carry his team and just carry that weight, carry the pressure, his level of gameplay just shows, man. I think they actually had a really good game against Detroit on Sunday. Matthew Stafford definitely wasn't giving up. I mean, they were just going at it, and it came down to the final minutes in that game. Man, Patrick Mahomes, man, definitely I got him as number one MVP for this year for sure.
Yeah, and I'm up here looking at these rankings, man. It looks like Patrick Mahomes might be the consensus choice, man. It is hard to argue with Patrick Mahomes. They're off to a 4-0 start. The way he did lead that comeback in the Detroit game, it was amazing. It was special. So you're not going to get too much of an argument for me on Patrick Mahomes, man. But if I had a vote right now, it's definitely Russell Wilson. There's some other candidates that we've been seeing, man. We got to talk about Lamar Jackson, man. I mean, they did take a hard L this weekend to the Browns.
Man,
yeah,
I'm
mean, yeah. You know, they.
Browns,
I was a little disappointed in his performance, man. But I know you're high on the Browns, man. What did you think about that game, man? They kind of, you know, not exposed them, but they kept them in the box a little bit to kind of like, you know, seal that win.
It's just the Browns, man. I could just see like that. Those guys, man. Just Odell Beckham Jr., Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry, they're young, but they're in that stage where they're just starting to mature. Like they're like boys becoming men, and I think Baker Mayfield is at the forefront of that, because you know, like back in college he was a party animal, and I think like it shows. I don't know if you seen that one time he was like in the stands and he's like chugging a beer.
Yeah,
like it's not.
Yeah, he a wild bull.
Yeah, it's not hitting that Baker Mayfield like loves to party and have a good time.
Yeah.
It's what young people do, but I think at the end of the day he's mature enough to recognize that when it comes to business and it comes to his gameplay, that they definitely have the level of talent. They're definitely underestimated, and it just takes a level of a belief and them believing in themselves that's going to just take them to the next level. And
absolutely.
I believe in them too, man. So I think Lamar Jackson,
yeah.
Like they're saying, great MVP candidate. Mm-hmm. He's bringing a lot to the game.
He's number three on the list.
Yeah, man. And for the Browns to win that game is a huge testament.
Yeah,
of their future, I think, especially against him.
Yeah, I don't know, Baker Mayfield, he's definitely a rock star, man. He definitely has the swag, the confidence. He kind of reminds me of a Johnny Manziel a little bit. He has that Johnny Manziel effect. Let's hope that he's able to keep the off the field stuff in perspective, unlike how Johnny Manziel wasn't able to keep that. He let that, you know, the fame and the notoriety kind of go to his head a little bit. And, you know, now he's ultimately trying to find his way back into any league he could possibly play in. But Yeah, we're going to see if, you know, Baker Mayfield's development is definitely the key to the Browns' success. Just like Lamar Jackson's play on the field is definitely the key to their success. Moving on to the next player on the list looks to be the only non-QB on the list, which is really interesting. My man Christian McCaffrey from the Carolina Panthers, man. If you had a chance to watch this man play, he's a beast, man. He does everything. He runs the ball, catches the ball out of the backfield. He's everything for their team, man. And I certainly wouldn't, you know, mind seeing him get the award this year just based off of what we've seen in the first quarter of the season. I know their record might not be up there with the Chiefs, but he's definitely holding it down. I mean, he's an undersized player with an oversized heart. And, you know, watching him play is crazy, man. You know, Christian McCaffrey, you know, son of the former tough head, you know, wide receiver, Ed McCaffrey, former Broncos quarterback, I mean, wide receiver. But, you know, he's out there doing his thing. And if they're able to, you know, generate some more wins, I definitely think that he'll be taken more strongly as a candidate. This next one, man, Dak Prescott. Whenever we talk about Cowboys, man, I have to take a little quick second, man. You know how I feel about the Cowboys, man, but I got to give it up. Dak Prescott looks confident out there, man, and the way he's spreading the ball around, getting all of his key weapons involved, man. I mean, you know, I'm really looking forward to that matchup with the Eagles, man. But how do you think the Cowboys have shown, you know, their talent level this first quarter of the season, man? Are you a believer of the Cowboys? It is all a facade. They did take a big loss. It's a big loss, but, you know, the loss to the Saints early in the season, I feel as though it's big because I think it breaks the momentum.
Definitely kills your momentum. But if you're asking me, am I a believer in the Cowgirls? Absolutely not, man. You do not see me with a big buckle on my belt.
Yeah.
Cowboy boots.
No, sir.
No, not at all, man. Man, I'm from Jersey, man.
Yeah.
Philadelphia territory, man. Catch mm-hmm. me with a beanie on my head.
Mm-hmm.
Black and mild and
mm-hmm. Want some chill.
Yeah, man. I definitely don't believe, man, in the Cowboys, man. They had a real, real nice start against the teams. They played against the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
They played against the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And I think them playing the Saints, just shows that. I mean, yeah, you guys have the talent, but I think you guys, it's kind of a little bit like full of yourselves right now. You guys are excited because you guys have the best running back, the highest paid running back in the league. Given the talent is there, but I mean, them kind of holding their weight against these big teams. I mean, other guys are hungry, man. Teddy Bridgewater, who was a franchise quarterback over at Minnesota, kind of having to take the back seat, making his way to New Orleans, and then sitting behind Drew Brees. And then, unfortunately, Drew Brees takes this injury. He just steps up to the plate, man. I think he wants it more. The Saints want it more, especially from that robbery of last year.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a testament of a lot of other teams in the NFL. Just like I was mentioning the Browns, a lot of teams are underrated that kind of want recognition.
Yeah, it's a lot of parity in the league this year. I feel like it's not a lot of blowouts. A few teams getting blown out, but it's a lot of parity. I know you caught that Buccaneers Rams games that had to be the game of the week. That set all kinds of scoring records. The final score was actually Tampa Bay 55. The Rams had 40. I think Jared Goff looked trash out there, man. I mean, they paid this man a lot of big money. He's not looking too good. I mean, I think he's a little overhyped. You know, we're not going to place too much stake on this one game, but I think it's, you know, with the trajectory of Jared Goff at this point should be a little bit higher. But you know, they paid him his money, so now we're going to have to see how he responds from getting this money. But that was definitely a high-scoring game. I think, you know, Jameis Winston is under the hot seat. They lost DeSean Jackson because he was unable to kind of integrate him into the offense. But he definitely has another big wide receiver that made a lot of big isolation plays, Mike Evans. I believe he's a 5'6", 6'5", 6'6", receiver. That's going to, you know, catch a lot of jump balls in a lot of, you know, crucial situations. You got mossed. You know what I'm saying? He's that type of receiver. But that was definitely a very interesting game, man. I'm really looking forward to week five. You know, the Eagles got the Jets. There's no layup games in the NFL right now, man. I mean, the Eagles got the Jets. It's a home game. You know, the schedule looks real interesting right now. We're in that second part of, you know, that second quarter of the season. The Thursday night game, the Rams and the Seahawks, I feel like that's big. This is a turning point of the season, man. I'm really looking forward to that, man. But, yeah, so far, we got a few early MVP candidates, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, man. So we're going to keep our eye on them, you know, throughout the season as we make the transition into baseball season. You know, I was looking into something interesting today about some jersey, some sales and some statistics out there, man. The number one jersey seller for the MLB. I'm gonna let you take a wild guess at this, man. Yeah, I you should get this one right, man. I know you know who this is.
Man, it's the guy. It's the man right there. It's the judge, man. 99 pinstripes, baby. You know it, Yankees.
Yeah, you know that. You know what they say. They say the chicks dig the long ball, and this man is definitely the king of the long ball right now. He's a heavy power hitter. You know, he's led his team to this playoff race now. You know, 99 was the MLB's most popular uniform this year. So that does say something about that pinstripe and that legacy, man. But will that translate into playoff success? We're going to see that. But, you know, as far as jersey sales, he's already won that for the season, man. So we got to give it up and show some love to Aaron Judge, man. You know, I know the little kids is running out buying his jersey, you know, wanting to rep them pinstripes in the Yankees uniform. But if I'm going to spend my money on a jersey, man, I'm going to rep the home team. Number three in the Philly, similar to my man Allen Iverson. I know that's what inspired it. Even though we had a disappointing season, man, I have to do a double disappointment, a disappointing season, I believe. The Phillies finished at 500, something ridiculous like that, possibly, man. I mean,
81.
High expectations, big contract. You know, he made a lot of money in this first year of the contract. You know, a lot of times when these players are signed, it's in the view of them, you know, what they're eventually going to do a few years down the road. Same thing with the Lakers investing in LeBron. You know, they didn't expect him to kind of win the championship his first year with the Lakers. They kind of figured he'd do it during his contract. So I think with the Phillies, man, the Phillies fans is rough to say that we're going to wait and to see whether Harper can deliver during the course of this contract. I think is a little rough, man. But that three, especially in that throwback uniform,
that
man.
That,
you know, that's the Mike Schmidt throwback version, Lenny Dykstra type, you know what I'm saying? But that number three.
Blue with the burgundy.
Yeah, man. Nice. That's definitely a dope jersey. So if I'm going to spend some money, I'm going to hold it down for my man Bryce Harper, man. But the Phillies, they definitely need to add some more to the rotation, man. Maybe they need to bulk up the pitching staff. Pitching is what ultimately is going to get you through the postseason. We're definitely going to have the postseason covered, man. We're going to get into some of these playoff matchups. My man Mike Trout actually came in number 9.
Yeah, man, he's a good player, man.
Hometown favorite.
Yeah, man, Melville, Mike Trout. Man, he was even talks about coming to Philly, man. That was an interesting topic at one time when he was looking around. I mean, they gave him a contract over there in Los Angeles, so it's kind of hard for him to turn that down. Yeah, dude, I don't see why they wouldn't want to buy Mike Trout jerseys. Dude's a beast.
Yeah, he's definitely a beast, man. And he's definitely making a lot of money. And speaking of money, man, you know, I know you heard about this topic right here. Pay to play for college athletes. California recently, you know, passed a bill. I believe they actually signed the California legislators signed on the show, actually, which actually prompted the Florida governing body to kind of fall in line with this, paying athletes for their likeness so they can actually profit and see some of the residuals from, you know, these billion-dollar corporation universities that are making all this money, man. I mean, it's a slippery slope when you start talking about who should get paid what. But I'm extra excited to find out that, you know, that the common college athlete can now make a living, you know, doing what they, you know, love to do, which is play basketball. And they now have an opportunity to, you know, take care of their family at an early age or earlier age and, you know, pretty much set their career paths off to an earlier state at the age of 18. you should be in a position where you can make money. I mean, if you can make money anywhere else in the world, why not be able to, you know, be 18 years old in college and make money off of, you know, what you're, you know, spending and dedicating your time with, man. How you feel about the college, you know, the college players getting paid? Is this, you know, good thing, bad thing? Is it you neutral? What's up?
I think it's a good thing. Ultimately, because a lot of these young athletes are going to school for recognition, and ultimately because it's a requirement in some sports to actually put in time at a college. Should they get paid? Absolutely. Because the biggest thing, I'm not too sure. You remember that kid Kenny Smith from Louisville? He like snapped his leg in half. Yeah. Dude, like imagine just that happening to you. Like your whole life you're just working. All about basketball. You get accepted to this great school. You're not going there for academics. You're just going there maybe to do a one and done just to go into the league. And then you have a injury so severe that you no longer even play the game the same way.
That's the thing.
I mean, if given that if he never plays the game the same way, his time being at Louisville, even if it was a semester, if he's prospectable to be able to receive a good amount of money.
Right. If he's projected, that injury could ultimately, you know, affect his bottom line going forward in the future for sure. I see LeBron James endorsement to secure financial compensation for student athletes was rewarded Monday when the California Governor Gavin Newsom signed the 206 into law on James' show. I mean, nonetheless, the NCAA players in the state profit off their own image and likeness starting in 2023. So we got some time. Crazy proud of LeBron for stepping up and allowing his platform for it to be seen, the visual effect, so others can follow along. Sometimes people just have to see other people do it first. Sometimes it takes one state to step out there and do something first, and all the other states will, you know, definitely eventually fall in line, I believe, if they want to keep up pace. And now if they want to draw these student athletes, now if you're a student athlete and you're in high school and you're trying to decide what school you want to go to, the first schools I'm looking at right now are in California and in Florida. I mean, what reason would it be able, why would I go to any other state now at this point if those are the states that's passed the bills to pay athletes? So if I'm an athlete coming out of high school and you want to recruit me, you better be a California school or a Florida school. We ain't taking no interviews, man. You're going to have to, you know what I mean, show me the money. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a big change of events. We're going to see, you know, what Florida.
And here it is, but I'm going to play devil's advocate on this, right?
Okay.
So given I think it's a good thing, right?
All right.
Now, you know what fears me as well is that maybe these young athletes, their focus is on, like, the money. You feel me? And it, like, they're thinking about money. They're thinking about how they can make money out of their talent. Okay. I think it might take away from it as well. Some players may be able to just acknowledge that, I mean, this is just a bonus to them just working hard, but I would hate to see a really good player try to use his talent as an avenue for money, because I think his focus would be more so. Mm-hmm. He would be just so comfortable in his game because he's already being offered this money, and that later on he's not putting in the time and the dedication to actually get better. He thinks he might be already just that good to not have to worry about getting better.
I definitely see where you're coming from. I think that all depends on the individual. I think different individuals embrace different moments differently. I think there's going to be that player who actually, you know, takes advantage of making money early, learns the business side of it, and just keeps it growing and takes that into manhood as he goes into the, you know, the professional levels. Then you are going to have that selected few. That's why it's good to have good people in your ear, good guidance, and good, you know, people, not just yes men on your team, but good people that's going to give you good advice. You know, pretty much. But, you know, it's definitely some ways where you can find some players falling victim to this money. Whenever money is involved, it's always a different game. Money changes the game. It changes life. But me personally, if I was 18 and I could, you know, go back to that point in time, if I ever was given an opportunity to make that kind of money, Why not, man? You know, that's the only part that I would kind of differ from what you were saying about, shit, if you got a talent, you know, go in there and capitalize off of that, you know, early and often as you can, because you never know, because tomorrow's never promised. So I believe that you should definitely step out there, get paid, find a good agent that you trust, somebody that's going to represent you and give you the good information. Now, you know, now it's really big in college football, because I know that their bodies and their injuries are at a higher level. So I would think that, you know, football athletes would probably benefit more from, you know, the athletic side of making this money, being a student athlete. But, you know, there's always going to be heavy top players that, you know, draw more interest. And then that's where the lines get tricky. Who gets paid what? Right now, man, you know, the Heisman race is hot right now. Jonathan Taylor, the running back from Wisconsin, man, dominating, man. It's a bad dude. We got my man Jalen Hurts out in Oklahoma. They look like they're going to put up three straight Heisman winners. Two out there in Alabama's making his case, man. But, you know, these athletes and their likenesses, the way the universities profit off these players, man, I'm definitely looking forward to this, you know, whenever it does finally come to 2023, whenever it does finally pass, to see these athletes, you know, start getting paid. For sure, man. You know, this is definitely the dawn of a new era, man. And we all about that, man, getting paid. This live WNBA broadcast right now, man. We got the Connecticut Sun up on the Washington Mystic right now, 66-57. You know, we're going to see if they can, you know, piece together a little run right here. I mean, it's halfway through the third quarter, man. You know, the Sun are up. I mean, you know, but they're down in the series, so that this, you know, this might be a game that they looking to steal on the Washington Mystic court right now, man. But I'm gonna still ride with the Mystic. You know, I do believe that they can, you know, pull this out right now. I know you saw LeBron and AD at the game the other day, definitely showing some support, man, out there.
Yeah, this game right now too with Dwight Howard and
out there with it.
From the Warriors.
Okay. Out there in Washington, man. You know, they always bring the celebrity fight. You know who else brought the celebrities out, man, over the weekend?
Who's that?
Errol Spence Jr. with the performance, the fight of the year, man. I got to tell you, man, I was excited, man. I couldn't take my eyes off the screen, man. Errol Spence in a split decision over Sean Porter, man. Caught him with a little knockout, a touch of the glove on the canvas, man, at the end of the match, man. It was crazy. From beginning to end, is definitely the fight of the year in my eyes, man. Errol Spence showed a different side. I mean, he's normally a boxer and a tactician, man, but he actually stood in the ring and he brought. And I got to give it up to Porter, too, man. He ain't no joke. He, you know, the L's going to go on his record, man, but I know he ain't going to carry that L on his back, man. It was a hell of a fight, man. Errol Spence is already talking about his next opponent. I mean, it's a little tricky. Does he fight Garcia? Does he fight Pacquiao? I mean, Danny Garcia stepped in the ring at the end of the fight, and they kind of shook on the next fight. But when they showed the video of Errol Spence the next day and they asked him, who you want to fight, he says Manny Pacquiao. That's the big money match right there. I gotta tell you, man, Errol Spence, Manny Pacquiao. I pay some big bucks to see that, man. What you think about that?
I think that'd be a good fight. I'm not too sure. I think he might get the Danny Garcia fight before. But if he wants Manny Pacquiao, that'd be a good fight, man. Manny Pacquiao's, he's just fun to watch, man. He's just I wouldn't say old, but he's just a veteran. Who's definitely put his time in, and a lot of these young fighters, prime fighters like Keith Thurman, thought they had, like, they could just, like, walk in and just take care of Manny Pacquiao. But I think Manny Pacquiao is just one of those guys that, just with experience, he gets better. He's not, like, fit, like, physically out of shape. I think he's still in a good time frame in his life where he can still move at an effective rate and still win fights, man. So I think Errol Spence and a Manny Pacquiao, I can definitely see it. I see him and a Danny fight happening before, just because I think the world just wants to see, like, those two guys, or even just the promotion, mm-hmm. knows they can make a lot of good money out of that fight. Even though, like, the Manny Pacquiao won't.
Yeah.
But just to kind of build up, I think Errol Spence is actually becoming the face of face of boxing for that division. Him, Tank Davis, I mean, of course Mayweather, but it's good, man. Boxing is actually getting entertaining. There's a lot of fighters out here that are actually putting in a lot of good work. Very entertaining. I'm excited for it, man. I'm looking forward to it, especially with the future brings for the boxing.
Yeah, 2020, man, it should be huge. I'm definitely looking forward to it, man. We're going to have, you know, that's when the new champions is going to get crowned. We're going to have a new champion. I believe in, for sure, in the NBA, man. Is, you know, I heard a Raptors player actually come out and, you know, give a quote to a reporter saying that he believes in a repeat. Which I think has to be counted as the most ridiculous statement of the summer / fall, man. I mean, thinking that they're going to go out there and repeat without Kawhi Leonard is wishful thinking. I know Pascal Siakam is going to take a step up in his game. A lot of people are counting out the defending Western Conference champions, you know, the Golden State Warriors, because of their injuries and their key departures. But I'm going to go on record right now, man, since we're on the MVP topic, man. I'm going to go on record right now as saying Steph Curry will be the MVP of this upcoming season, and the Warriors will make the playoffs, man. Training camp is already underway, man, and the preseason is getting ready to get started, man. I hope no big players take no injuries. But yeah, this upcoming season in NBA, man, is definitely going to be interesting. A duo that I'm probably the most interested seeing besides LeBron and AD, how they mesh, has got to be James Harden and Russell Westbrook. The dynamics of them both on the court being so ball dominant. We're going to see in D'Antoni's system whether they're able to push the ball. But, you know, I know they're going to score a lot of points, but does those points equal wins? Is that, you know, what you think about that? Is it going to translate to them being an actual championship contender, or are they just going to be entertaining to watch?
The Warriors?
The Rockets with their style of play under D'Antoni, with that, with Russell Westbrook, I believe, running the point, with James Harden, them kind of balancing it out. They both need the ball in their hand. I mean, what style can D'Antoni to make them championship? Because they need championships on their legacy, Harden and Westbrook. They both got MVPs. Triple doubles, machines, records scoring. They both got all the individual accolades, man. But can this combination work to equal a chip? That's the last thing on the board for these men.
Now that you say that brings a strong point. I don't. Yeah, if them being fun to watch, hands down. I think the Rockets are one of the teams that fans are most excited for to watch right now. I don't know, man. I think. It just, they're too close. Like, it's the front court. I don't know, man. I don't see him. Nah. Maybe a playoff run, possibly. Bringing home a championship. I don't even see him making it to the Western Conference Finals, if I'm being honest.
I mean, the West is tough. I mean, you know, if I had to pick a West, just on paper right now, I would definitely go with the Los Angeles Lakers and the LA Clippers, man. It's hard to see anybody beating them in a 7-game series with the talent level that they have, you know, even outside of the two duo superstars, you know. But we're going to see what happens. You know, an addition to the Bucks, which is interesting, looks like Giannis, who, you know, has to definitely take his game to the next level, man, with his jump shot. He's actually got Kyle Korver picking his brain for shooting tips. So he's actually trying to add that element to his game this training camp and actually carried it over to the season. So we're gonna see whether Giannis can actually add that jump shot to his game. You know, they're still talking about, you know, Derrick Rose refused to join the Bulls 2010 free agent meeting with LeBron. You know, bringing up old past news, man. But we're gonna move past the old past news. You know, Derrick Rose is now with the Detroit Pistons. I believe we can pencil him in as a starter. You know, D. Rose has actually had a little resurgence here toward the end of his career, man. It's really, you know, really amazing to see the way he's, you know, come full circle from, you know, pretty much at the peak of the league to pretty much, you know, being average to being below average, all coming off the bench. now finds himself in a new situation in Detroit as a starter, man. And I know we're not going to get that old, that vintage, iconic D-Rose, MVP D-Rose. But I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what his performance is going to be like out there. You know, a lot of interesting things. You know, Bradley Beal hasn't taken any offers from the Wizards, you know, as far as an extension. That can be play a factor this season. I feel like we're going to have to see what happens, you know, definitely as we watch the Washington Mystic, man, make a little comeback here, 71-67 right now with 212 in the third quarter. But right now it's just early. A lot of players just, you know, getting used to their new teammates. Players like Embiid talking about he's done talking trash, man. I don't know if I want to see Embiid done talking trash, man. I think that's a part of his game. I just want to see him stay healthy, man, which, you know, a lot of people are picking the Sixers. It's early, but, you know, as far as the NBA, man, we're gonna lay a few predictions out here before we, you know, wrap it up with this NBA segment.
Oh, I got, you know, already know, Bulls fan to the death of me. We winning it 2020. Watch out for this Chicago Bulls, baby. We winning this. Coady White taking us. Calling it.
Okay, so my man B right now calling it on episode 11. You hear that right now? He's calling for the Bulls. Who the Bulls gonna face in the championship?
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
Bulls 2020.
Okay.
Look out, Chicago. We coming.
Oh, they sound real confident. The Bulls fans. I'm leaning towards the Sixers. I don't know if this is the year for the Sixers to actually, you know, host the trophy in the air, man. But I can definitely see us on that stage, on the NBA final stage. I think we're going to have to go through one more heartbreak season, even though that loss in game 7.
I don't think so.
With Toronto is heartbreaking.
I'm be honest. I don't think the Bulls are winning. I'm just a Bull fan. I'm going to stick with them. I'm going to stick with them to the end. I'm be honest, man. Bulls have a long shot. We're recuperating. But definitely, man, Sixers are... I think Sixers are definitely a contender, not only for the Eastern Conference Championship, but definitely to make it to the finals. I see it. I don't see them losing this year.
Yeah, the 76ers, I believe, is going to be the matchup. Could possibly be against the Clippers, man. I mean, maybe the Lakers, you know, depending on health, man. It's definitely up in the air, man. One thing is not up in the air, man, is that we keep coming with all hot, fresh, new topics, man. On the Sports Vote podcast, man, make sure that you're catching us on all the platforms that you could catch us on, man. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, anything. You know, you could download the app for your iPhone or your Android, man. Sports Vote podcast at Sports Vote podcast on Instagram and Facebook. You can email us feedback, questions, commentary at sportsvotepodcast@gmail.com, man. B. It's another one.
Always a pleasure. You guys know why you're here, man. Tune in next week. We're going to keep them hot, fresh out the oven, live coverage, favorite sports. Check us out on, we on Twitter too, at @podcast_vault. If there's any suggestions, anything you guys want, just definitely tweet at us, reach out to us, man. And we look forward to providing you with them hot topics. Sports Vault Podcast.
Yeah, B. Jay Reed. Sports Vault Podcast.